The Federal Appeals Court in San Francisco ruled yesterday that the Napster internet service will have to limit its users' abilities to trade copyrighted music. Napster allows a person to search for and copy music files known as MP3s from one another's computers without paying for them. NPR's Rick Carr reports some reactions to the ruling.
Even Napster's biggest fans weren't terribly surprised by the ruling. Ever since the record industry filed suit against the company late in 1999, alleging it contributed to copyright infringement, some users have been bracing for a shutdown. Those fears got stronger last July when a lower court judge issued an injunction that would have effectively shut Napster down, and they remained over the 6 months that that decision was on appeal. By the time the appellate court handed down yesterday's ruling, ordering the lower court judge to draw up a new, narrower injunction, at least some of the more technically adroit Napster users just shrugged.
To me, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't affect anything that I do.
That's because this undergraduate at a private university who asked that he or his school not be identified has created his own version of Napster that's only available on his campus.
And that pretty much takes care of all the MP3s I need and for all my friends and people around. Hopefully they'll just, the people that aren't on my server will jump on, and the ones that are already there will be content.
Thousands of Napster users have at least experimented with similar file-sharing systems or others such as Nutella, which can't be shut down because there's no company that can be sued. Last time Napster faced a potential shutdown, traffic on those services surged. That's likely to happen with this injunction, too. Yesterday's ruling didn't directly address those services, but it gave the record industry some ammunition that could be wielded against their users. Hillary Rosen is president of the trade group the Recording Industry Association of America, or RIAA.
One of the things the Ninth Circuit said is that not just Napster is a contributory infringement, but their users are clearly direct infringers. You know, people are not anonymous on Nutella systems, and anything can be traced and tracked. And you know, I hope that it doesn't come to that. We've been very careful not to essentially punish music fans or consumers for their behavior because we know what they want is music online, and our industry is determined to give it to them.
Musicians' reactions to the ruling were conflicted. Some recording artists, most notably the band Metallica, which filed its own suit against Napster, said the court order would help make sure artists got paid when their work was copied on the internet. But for many musicians, that feeling of vindication was mixed with the sense that a powerful new tool for promotion might be lost. Jenny Toomey is executive director of the artists group, the Coalition for the Future of Music.
For the great majority of artists, who will never be able to be played on commercial radio or who don't have access to manufacturing and promotion through the traditional major streams, Napster has been a really helpful service for them.
The appellate judges ordered the lower court to write a new injunction that puts the burden for patrolling Napster on the record labels. Once that new injunction is in place, in days or weeks, record labels will notify Napster when they see files that infringe copyrights and ask the internet company to stop them from being traded. That means music probably won't disappear from Napster all at once. Napster CEO Hank Barry says once it starts disappearing, his firm's options are limited. One thing the ruling does not change, Barry says, is Napster's 3.5-month-old relationship with the German media conglomerate Bertelsmann, which also owns one of the 5 major record labels that sued Napster in the first place. Barry says Bertelsmann still hopes to launch a new version of Napster later this year, one that charges users a subscription fee and pays royalties to labels and artists. Even with yesterday's ruling, Barry hopes the other 4 major labels might see the value in joining with Napster and exploiting the loyalty of its users.
Everyone acknowledges, I think, that the power of the Napster system is that you've got, you know, close to 50 million users who are sharing their files, and it is the scope and the scale of that sharing activity that makes it sort of stunning to people.
Hank Barry says Napster's lawyers are considering an appeal of yesterday's ruling. Rick Carr, NPR News.